Well, I told the boys what I'd do to any Cleary who even whimpered when he was caned. And that goes for you too, Meggie. No matter how hard she beats you, not a whimper. Did you cry today?
No, Frank.
She yawned, her eyelids drooping and her thumb poking blindly across her face in search of her mouth. Frank put her down in the hay and went back to his work, humming and smiling. Meggie was still asleep when Patty walked in. His arms were filthy from mucking out Mr. Yarman's dairy, his wide-brimmed hat pulled low over his eyes. He took in Frank shaping an axle on the anvil, sparks swirling round his head. Then his eyes passed to where his daughter was curled up in the hay, with Mr. Robertson's bay mare hanging her head down over the sleeping face.
"I thought this is where she'd be,"
Patty said, dropping his riding crop and leading his old roan into the stable end of the barn. Frank nodded briefly, looking up at his father with that darkling glance of doubt and uncertainty Patty always found so irritating when he returned to the white-hot axle, sweat making his bare sides glisten. Unsaddling his roan, Patty turned it into a stall, filled the water compartment, and then mixed bran and oats with a little water for its food. The animal rumbled affectionately at him when he emptied the fodder into its manger, and its eyes followed him as he walked to the big trough outside the forge, took off his shirt. He washed arms and face and torso, drenching his riding breeches and his hair. Toweling himself dry on an old sack, he looked at his son quizzically.
"Mum told me Meggie was sent home in disgrace. Do you know what exactly happened?"
Frank abandoned his axle as the heat in it died. "The poor little coot was sick all over Sister Agatha." Wiping the grin off his face hastily, Patty stared at the far wall for a moment to compose himself, then turned toward Meggie.
"All excited about going to school, eh?"
"I don't know. She was sick before they left this morning, and it held them up long enough to be late for the bell. They all got sixes, but Meggie was terribly upset because she thought she ought to have been the only one punished. After lunch, Sister Ag pounced on her again, and Meggie spewed bread and jam all over Sister Ag's clean black habit.